This is the PR Podcast, a show about how public relations helps you tell your story to the world. We talk with great PR practitioners who have the skills, creativity, and just plain savvy to get their clients noticed. Now here's your host, Jody Fisher.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the PR Podcast. I'm Jody Fisher. Thanks for joining us. Well, make sure you check out my Instagram Live every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm still getting used to doing the Instagram Live. You know, I do the TikTok videos and all the other stuff. All that is kind of scripted, right? The Instagram is just sort of what's on my mind at that moment. And I love to check in, and I want to have more people checking in on there with me to see what's going on in your world. What are you doing? Give me the feedback that I love to get. Tell me about what's going on in your world on the job. Tell me what's going on in the world in your community. Chime in on what you're seeing on social media. But check that out. It's a 15-minute Instagram Live every Thursday afternoon, 2 p.m. on my Instagram handle. That's at Jody Fisher, J-O-D-Y-F-I-S-H-E-R. And I do throw a little underscore at the end there because I couldn't get Jody Fisher. I'm Jody Fisher on Twitter, but everywhere else I'm Jody Fisher underscore. But if you type in Jody Fisher, you'll get there and you'll see my face made for radio there in the avatar, and we'll be all set. But check that out every Thursday, 2 p.m., and let me know what's going on with you. Now on with our show for today. We have a terrific guest. Brittany Clement Price is the founder and principal of Be Seen Public Relations, an award-winning bi-coastal communications agency with an extensive national portfolio touching every major media market. Be Seen has become one of the most sought-after PR firms and represents several billion-dollar, that's billion-dollar with a B, companies, including some of the largest and most well-respected real estate firms and coveted lifestyle and celebrity beauty brands. Brittany, welcome to the PR Podcast.
Oh my gosh. Hi, Jody. So good to see you. And thank you for having me on today.
Thank you for coming on. You and I originally connected on TikTok, and I think you have a fantastic TikTok channel. Do you have a strategy for what you put up there on TikTok?
Oh my gosh. I wish I did. Thank you. I'm so glad you enjoy my little corner of the internet. My hope is really just to make somebody else laugh. I want, you know, PR professionals to feel less alone, or better yet, I love to just shed light on our industry. I've seen just, I don't know about you, if maybe you've experienced this, but to an outsider, I think PR feels like this like magical unicorn. It's got this mystique, and like what we do, like we make media happen.
We go to parties all the time, don't we?
Yeah. Oh, apparently we do. Not here.
Said the guy in his garage. Go ahead.
I can show the audience the mess behind me. But I just think it's so important. I think there's a few of us that have really come out from behind the curtain, including you, and just started demystifying PR and really advocating for our industry, like what it is, what we're capable of, and I think more importantly, what it's not. So really when I'm making TikToks, my little quote is like, I'm PR girly off the record. So you're not going to get something like super buttoned up. My whole thought is like, I take my work super seriously, but not myself. So here I am on this little corner of the internet, TikTok, just doing my own thing.
It's great stuff. And anybody who wants to get a taste of some real true TikTok content should definitely check out your channel. Tell us about Be Seen Public Relations. Tell us about the company and who you represent.
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually, we were talking earlier, I started the company about almost 8 years ago. I came from big agency world, representing big beauty brands. And I honestly just thought I could go a little bit slower if I started my own thing. LOL, that's just not the case. And so, you know, back 8 years ago, I literally was pitching on my like couch in my little DC apartment. And so fast forward to today, you know, we represent primarily real estate and, lifestyle and beauty brands. So I'm always saying like, you'll find us behind the scenes of the consumer brands you love and, you know, the homes that you love to live in. So anything that touches your home or the homes you're in, we typically primarily do a lot of media relations. We do affiliate, we do thought leadership, a little bit of crisis comms in there, I think, as one does when you're in the spaces that we are. So yeah, that's really what we're working on and what's shaking out over the next, you know, couple of years.
So you've got two industries there, real estate and lifestyle. which, as you pointed out, can be intertwined, but both of which I think are going through some uniquely, have some uniquely different challenges right now. You know, not to put you on the spot, but are there things that those clients in those two subject matter areas, are there things that they're dealing with right now that you're guiding them through?
Oh my gosh. I have been on countless calls in the last like 2 weeks. I would say on the real estate side, interest rates are up right now. So folks really aren't, there's not money moving in the market right now. Folks aren't looking to buy homes or really move right now. We're seeing baby boomers are not moving out of their homes because they have these amazing, super low interest rates. And so how do we motivate buyers right now? How do we put together, you know, I'm seeing a lot of like new home, you know, buy down rates. So working with the new home builders on how to actually package that in a way that's meaningful for a consumer. So that is definitely more on the marketing side. But I would say actually what I'm really excited about for our real estate clients is we're starting to see a lot of real estate is like, I would say like always 5 to 10 years behind like any lifestyle brands in terms of marketing trends. So we're actually starting to see like influencers that are penetrating the real estate space. So we're bringing like influencers into new home models to help develop content, which we then pitch to media. So I'm really excited because like we're actually seeing like this new wave of PR happen in real estate where it's not just straight media relations, which can be a little snoozy at times. But yeah, that's definitely one of the challenges we're seeing right now is how do we motivate buyers, but how do we do that in a way that's like meaningful and on brand for the home builders right now?
That's interesting. Do you have opportunities to integrate the two lines of business that you represent, the real estate and the lifestyle? I mean, walk me through that a little bit. I got to imagine when you're walking through a beautiful home, you got to be decorating it, furnishing it, and sort of bringing it to life. Can you do that with some of your lifestyle clients?
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you brought that up because that is like my dream. Is how do we integrate like the brands that you love in your home into these homes that you love to live in? So we actually had the opportunity with one of our clients to partner. We had this like massive home builder. They're called TriPoint Homes. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful models. But they really wanted to elevate the experience. And so we brought in Bobby Burke, who is from Queer Eye. He's an interior designer. And he is now, you know, doing home, you know, like home models across the United States. Then we were able to say, hey, local media, we've got like Bobby from Queer Eye, who's like designed these beautiful home models. And then we pitched that to media and get them, you know, on the local news stations. He was even on like the Today Show recently, like, you know, showing off these beautiful TriPoint home models. So it was like such a cool like crossover between these two industries and how you can really make some magic happen.
There's a great example, though, of what PR people at the pinnacle of our game are able to put together. And it's not that it happens every day, but boy, when those synergies pop up, they're magic, like you said. But it takes someone like us in the seat that we occupy to, you know, survey the landscape and say, wait a minute, this thing and this thing belong together and can create a bigger thing. And if y'all would like to work together on this, we can make this happen, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like PR really sits at like the crossroads between marketing, sales, communication. I think for me, I always see like, again, I'm like more prone to like advocating for PR professionals, but I feel like we're like the architects of brands. Oftentimes it's like, we think about the storytelling. We think about the messaging. We think about how this is going to be, you know, consumed by media or consumers. And so I don't know. I'm just one that thinks we're just the total rock stars of the marketing world. So that's my own take on it.
I'm not disagreeing with you there. as humble as we try to keep ourselves, we do know how to integrate those things and turn them into something that is sort of more than the sum of its parts.
Absolutely.
To borrow a phrase. How much does, just running back to your personal TikTok presence and your use of social media for your clients, how much can social media play into the stuff that you're doing for your clients?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, not to humble brag, but we knew that, I'm just going to give you an example. We knew that last year, Barbiecore was going to be trending because we were on social media. We were on TikTok looking at what folks are producing in terms of content. So then we were able to like take that trend. We're talking to our clients who are in the midst of like product development. We're like, dude, if you don't release like hot pink SKUs next, like you're going to be kicking yourself. And so, you know, as like consumers of media, I think it's so important for us to be, not only are we pitching media, but we need to be consuming it in a way that's meaningful for us, you know, personally, but professionally. Like, how do we actually give insights to our clients that, you know, translates into marketing strategies? So I like posted a TikTok last year of like telling my team, like, hey, we're going to pitch Barbiecore like this. We're going to go hard in the paint on Barbiecore. And lo and behold, you know, like we saw the huge marketing push from Mattel over this last, like, you know, 9 months leading up to the premiere this summer. So I don't know. I just think it's another way that we really have like insights and we're on the cutting. We're normally on the front lines of like what's going to be trending culturally.
I tell you, I'm in full agreement because I did the same thing with a client of mine that is actually a nursing and rehab. So you're talking about, you know, okay, older 80s, 90s, 100-year-old people who are in a nursing home or in an assisted living facility. Yeah. And we saw, you know, the Barbie marketing wave cresting over the summer. And I was like, we got to do something Barbie here. We got to figure out a Barbie thing. And how awesome would it be to get, and pardon me, because I say this with love, but a bunch of little old ladies to dress up in Barbie and just the sort of make a photo op out of it.
Yeah.
Well, little did I know, and little did I give over, you know, enough thought to thinking, wait a minute, these women are also the women who watch their daughters play with Barbie. So they all had stories about living with Barbie all those years ago. And the nursing home just went hog wild with it. They created a great event one day that it was a pure event for the residents there. Right. And they had a good time with it. And then on top of that, we were able to leverage the media to it. Who would have thought that Barbie and a nursing home would integrate, but it did.
Yeah. That's why they need folks like us thinking about this. I actually thought I saw this. Did this go like viral recently, like when it was premiering? Because I thought I saw
it. You know what? It might have. I don't know. And I can't think that we're, you know, my client was the only nursing home that had this idea. But we were proud of it, you know, and it got them the press that they needed because a client like that, you know, they don't need to be national.
No.
Right? It's great if they are, but their audience is local, right? Yep. Because that's where their prospects are coming from. And that goes to the, you know, what we try to drive our clients to, you and me, is make sure you're always having your media strategy follow your goals.
Yes.
Don't, you know, your goal is not the media hit. The media hit is what drives you to your goal. What's your business goal?
Absolutely.
But we just had a lot of fun with it. And then we went and we replicated that with, I'm sorry, I'm hogging your show here.
No, I'm here for it.
We replicated that same model and we did a Disney 100 celebration and we inducted a whole bunch of centenarians into their centenarian society and did a Disney celebration and put ears on everybody. And it was just, again, same kind of thing, grabbing and going back to what you were saying, because I got to pivot back to you, going back to what's going on in the world, what's going on social media and pulling that in. And creating an event that gets your clients some press hops on that trend.
Yeah. And I mean, the only reason that was able to come to life is because people, you know, I see that like businesses are often like, well, why should we be on TikTok? And it's like, because this is where the action is happening. These are where the trends are happening. And like, this is where we need to be. Otherwise, you know, you kind of miss the boat on that. It's like, if it wasn't for you being on TikTok, you know, who knows?
100%. So how do people use TikTok or their social media platform of choice to grow their voice in a smart way? How do you help your clients do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So here, I'll shoot straight with you. I think we're all experiencing this. I feel like I've been saying this for years. We are in a tough, tough news cycle right now. It is getting harder with newsroom shrinking. Everybody's in a chase for ad dollars, clicks, signups, you know, website traffic. And so I think us as like, you know, PR professionals, or if you're in media relations, we're having to really sing for our dinner right now, and it's harder to get placed. And so, you know, what I am experiencing is, yes, I'm like being honest with clients about that, but I'm also like, look, if you have the, you know, more promotional news, you need to be building your social media following, because that's where your people are. And two, that's where you need to be like actually putting that promotional news is like on those platforms. And so how do you go about doing that? One is having your, I call your digital storefront set up and optimized. So ensuring that you have a landing page, you have a email capture, you have a place that is where people that want to opt into your content can readily do that and they can readily find you. And so, you know, on social, I think what the trap that I see brands fall into right now with social is they're trying to be everywhere and they're trying to be everything to everybody. And like my whole point is like that just doesn't work. That's not how it works in PR. That's not how it should work in your marketing. So I think it's really important to advise on like where your clients should be. If they're more in the B2B space, they need to be on LinkedIn. If they're more so, you know, in the consumer space where they're trying to sell a product, I'm going to say TikTok. I would say only be on Instagram and, you know, Meta and your Facebook platforms if you have budget to play in that space, because those are very much pay to play platforms. And so don't try to be everywhere to everybody. And then I would say also like showing up consistently. And I say that and I like haven't posted on like my own platforms in a minute, but showing up consistently, I think is really a key to like building that social following. And right now it's like slow going and like, that's okay. Slow and steady wins the race. But really making sure you're optimizing your, you know, your website and having email capture. So you're doing a full funnel marketing approach, I think is really what the key driver is.
Super smart, super smart. And speaking of super smart, you wrote this piece on LinkedIn called "What is the Media Not Covering Right Now?" And boy, if we knew the answer, we'd all be millionaires. But Brittany, tell us a little bit about that piece, why you wrote it and sort of what you were getting at there.
Yeah, honestly, that piece was like birthed from a place of like honest frustration. I had been talking to, and maybe other media relations professionals can attest to this, maybe you've experienced this too, is really since Labor Day, I've talked to probably upwards of like 200 reporters and journalists. I was pitching things like, you know, a really major anniversary that was happening for a local company. I was pitching like an evergreen story that had gotten delayed from the summer. I was pitching like a really kick-ass partnership that was happening between two national brands. And I kid you not, verbatim reporters were telling me, they were like, "Oh my gosh, Britt, this is an awesome story. However, like we can't give this priority right now. We're drowning in like local news, or we're in a massive chase for clicks and signups. Like this evergreen story would have been super rad back in the summer or maybe even like Q1, but like right now we just can't." So I was so frustrated and having delivered that news to my clients, like, "Hey guys, like, you know, nobody wants to go to their clients with their tail between their legs, like, hey, we can't get this place. Can we like, you know, rework it or put it on your own platforms?" And so that piece came really from a place of frustration and like, "Hey, is anybody else experiencing this?" And I kid you not, I had like 14,000 people looking at this content. Everyone from like journalists were like, "Yep, absolutely. You're spot on," to like, I also had like hundreds and hundreds of publicists being like, "Oh my gosh, we're also struggling. Like, is it us?" Apparently it's not. Brand professionals were like, "Oh, this makes total sense. Maybe we should rethink about this." So I often find like going back to your previous question of like, you know, how do you grow your social media following? And I'm like, honestly, I find it's like my most like vulnerable, most personal, like thoughts, obviously refining them. Like that tends to actually get more traction than anything else like promotional that I put out on social media. I don't know. You like add a dose of humor, education, and then like making people think. And like, that's just kind of like the magic of social right now. So yeah, that's really just kind of what it came from and like how it's cool to see that that gets picked up, but you never know what's going to fly on LinkedIn these days.
It is a challenging job that we do. Trying to get other people to write stories that we pitch to them. And I constantly reinforce that on my social channels that, you know, look, we're asking for favors all day long is basically what we're doing is asking, right? We're asking someone to volunteer their time, their energy, their intelligence, plus their column inches or their airtime or their whatever it is to mm-hmm. write this story that we're asking them to write. Yeah. How dare we cop an attitude with these people?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, we got to do our jobs, we got to represent our clients, we got to make sure things come out factually accurate, which every reporter wants to, factual accuracy above all else.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's and so going back to the client, you've got to help them understand that as well, that sometimes it doesn't hit and it's nobody's fault.
Absolutely.
It's timing. It's bad luck. It's just whatever it is. I mean, we, you know, we used to make the joke in the newsroom. Well, you know, people will cover it unless a plane crashes into a building. We don't make that joke anymore.
Oh, no, absolutely.
For obvious reasons, right? But that, seriously, that's kind of what it is. Like, as long as everything goes fine, we should be fine. And we don't live in that world anymore.
We
because
do.
There is just so much going on. And as you said, fewer outlets, fewer reporters, less bandwidth. Despite the growth in social, despite the growth in digital and online, there's still fewer people doing more jobs.
Yeah.
And you know, you see it keeps trending in that direction. So I think we have a pretty challenging job.
Oh yeah.
And getting our clients to understand that can be a challenge as well.
Totally. Can I tell you a quick story?
So yeah, go.
My husband's a pilot. Now he doesn't work at this job anymore, but he used to fly heads of states, including multiple US presidents. Okay. He was with me when I started my company and has seen he's been on the front lines and seeing like what I do. And he's like, your job, the job of PR professionals, is way more stressful than any day that I've had flying heads of state in the entire world. And I was like, oh my gosh. He was like, thank you. Thank you. But also that's terrifying.
Well, yeah, right. I was gonna say the same thing. Thank you for the emotional reinforcement. And yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, oh my gosh, like what are we doing here?
Oh my goodness. Well, they have those lists every once in a while, right? And it's like the top 10 most stressful
jobs.
And we always seem to make top three.
At least. I think like firefighters and like brain surgeons are up there.
Yeah, and we gotta tip our hat to the teachers too. My wife is a teacher.
Oh my gosh, God bless them, man.
Do the amazing job. They take care of the kids.
Less resources. They're working with, you know, oh my gosh. Yeah. Teachers are up
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Britt, this has been a great conversation. Thank you so much for sharing all your expertise. I know you and I could talk for hours we will definitely talk more when we're offline here, but we got to segue now into the rapid fire question portion of our podcast. This is where we steal a page from Inside the Actor's Studio, ask our guests a series of rapid fire questions meant to elicit a simple answer, maybe a laugh or two. With your indulgence, Brittany, let's begin rapid fire question number one. What is your favorite news source?
Oh, a staunch Washington Post supporter all the way.
Love it. Rapid fire question number two. What's your favorite social media platform? I think I know.
Jody, it's where I found you. It's TikTok.
We love the talk. Rapid fire question number three. Coffee or alcohol? You're a mom of two little ones. Coffee or alcohol?
Oh my gosh. Coffee is my main squeeze right now. Could not live without it.
Love. Rapid fire question number four. What's your favorite on the run food?
Okay, literally anything from Trader Joe's. If you're on my TikTok, you see me snacking all the time. They need to sponsor me at this point because I give them so much free promotion.
That would be so great. We should do that.
We should do that together.
Rapid fire question number five. What do you want to be after you finish this career?
Do we ever finish this career? I would definitely.
Right answer.
I know. My brain, my heart, my brain says something slower, like a gardener or a professional bird watcher. But I'm like, I don't know if I could ever really hang my hat up. Like just the thrill of the chase, the like getting the story, the client, you know, it's just, so we'll see. Who knows?
We're busy people. Yeah, we really are. Well, Brittany, this has been a great conversation. Please let people know how they can find you online.
Oh my gosh, please go to beseenpr.com and it's spelled kind of funky, beseen, BCENEPR.com, or find me on TikTok, beseenpr. Yep, that's where we're at.
Love it. Thanks again, Brittany. And thank you everyone for listening. Please remember to subscribe to the show, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at the PR Podcast, and send us a question or a comment. Our intro is by Christopher Appel. You can find him and his fantastic photography on Instagram at Christopher_APPOLDT. Check him out there and hire him for all your photography needs. You can find me online at Jody Fisher on all the socials and on the web at jodyfisherpr.com. We'll see you next time on the PR Podcast.